Proclamation number 5390 of 13th of May, 1952. I will take up residence in your hearts. I come to you and you do not receive me. When I want to speak to you, you don't listen to me. When I call you, you don't follow me. And when I want to take up residence with you, you close the door of your heart and don't grant me entrance. And I have to go on to the next door to experience the same thing there again. You don't know the Lord who approaches you. You don't know what delicious gift he wants to bring you, what beatitudes he has prepared for those who accept him. And yet I send my messengers beforehand so that they shall announce me. But anyone who does not recognize the Lord does not believe what his messengers say about him either, and all my servants' advertising for me is in vain where people's will is directed against me. The people of the world have turned their eyes elsewhere and always keep the house open for the pleasures of the world, for the one who is Lord of this world, and now he can rule and reign in it as he wants. Do you humans know what great danger this is? Do you know that it will be difficult to drive this Lord out of you and that his aim is to destroy you? That this is why he nests with you, so that you will no longer be able to resist him? Do you know that you are too weak to clean the house from the inside on your own, that you need help if you want to get rid of him who only brings you harm? But I want to bring you peace and come only into a dwelling which is cleansed of all evil. And that is why I come before a knock on your door. To give you time for cleansing. I knock. I bring you my word so that you may now live according to this word and thus accomplish the cleansing within yourselves. So that you prepare a dwelling place for me in your heart which is worthy to receive the Lord of heaven and earth in it, and therefore I bring you a good gift when I come to your door and knock, and blessed is he who opens to me and accepts my gift. Blessed is he who invites me to come in, so that he will never let me go, so that he will receive me into his heart's dwelling, which I want to have prepared as my temple. So that from now on never leaving you. Therefore, when my messengers come to you, listen to them, let them bring you news of the Lord and Savior, who also wants to be your Lord and Savior, who wants to make you happy with good gifts, who wants to win you so that he will never lose you again. My messengers will knock at every door, for I send them ahead so that I will find open doors when I myself come to you. Listen to them, for they proclaim my word to you. They want to prepare you for my coming, so that I don't knock on your door in vain, for the time is only short. Then every opportunity will be over, then the prince of the world will have completely taken possession of you. Because you alone, without my help, will not be able to free yourselves from him. Call me to come before it is too late and one day you will bless the hour when you made this call to me. For I will come and help you, and if you want it yourselves, I will take up residence in your hearts, so that no enemy can harm you anymore forever. Amen.